Please join us in praying the prayers of preparation for total consecration to Jesus Christ through Mary, according to St. Louis de Montfort. The prayers are led by Father Adam Streitenberger and may also be found on the stgabrielradio.com website in the audio archive under Marian Consecration.
Second week, Knowledge of Mary, Invocation of the Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful, and enkindle in them the fire of your love. Lord, send forth your Spirit, and you will renew the face of the earth. O God, who instructs the hearts of your faithful, with the light of your Holy Spirit, make us responsive to his inspirations, so that we may be truly wise and ever rejoice in his consolations. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Second week, Knowledge of Mary, Day 7. A reading from the second letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians. And we all, with unveiled face, beholding the glory of God, are being changed into his likeness from one degree of glory to another. For this comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. From the writings of St. Louis de Montfort. Please note that I say that the saints are molded in Mary. There is a vast difference between carving a statue by blows of hammer and chisel and making a statue by using a mold. Sculptors and statue makers work hard and need plenty of time to make statues by the first method. But the second method does not involve much work and takes very little time. St. Augustine, speaking to our Blessed Lady, says, "You are worthy to be called the mold of God." Mary is a mold capable of forming people into the image of the God-man. Anyone who is cast into this divine mold is quickly shaped and molded into Jesus and Jesus into him. At little cost and in a short time, he will become Christ-like, since he is cast into the very same mold that fashioned a God-man. I think I can very well compare some spiritual directors and devout persons to sculptors who wish to produce Jesus in themselves and in others by methods other than this. Many of them rely on their own skill, ingenuity, and art to chip away endlessly with mallet and chisel at hard stone or badly prepared wood in an effort to produce a likeness of our Lord. At times, they do not manage to produce a recognizable likeness, either because they lack knowledge and experience of the person of Jesus, or because a clumsy stroke has spoiled the whole work. But those who accept this little-known secret of grace, which I offer them, can rightly be compared to smelters and molders, who have discovered the beautiful mold of Mary, where Jesus was so divinely and so naturally formed. They do not rely on their own skill, but on the perfection of the mold. They cast and lose themselves in Mary, where they become true models of her Son. You may think this a beautiful and convincing comparison, but how many understand it? I would like you, my dear friend, to understand it. But remember that only molten and liquefied substances can be poured into a mold. That means you must be crushed and melt down the old Adam in you if you wish to acquire the likeness of the new Adam in Mary. Second week, Knowledge of Mary, closing prayer. O Jesus, living in Mary, come and live in your servant, in the spirit of your holiness, in the fullness of your gifts, in the perfection of your ways, in the truth of your virtues, in the communion of your mysteries. Subdue within me the power of flesh and demon by your Holy Spirit, for the glory of God the Father. Amen. Hail, O star of the ocean, God's own mother blessed, ever sinless virgin, gate of heavenly rest, taking that sweet Ave which from Gabriel came, peace confirm within us, changing Eva's name. Break the sinner's fetters, make our blindness day. Chase all evils from us, for all blessings pray. Show thyself a mother, may the word divine, born for us thine infant, hear our prayers through thine. Virgin all excelling, mildest of the mild, free from guilt preserve us, meek and undefiled. Keep our life all spotless, make our way secure, till we find in Jesus joy forevermore. Praise to God the Father, honor to the Son, in the Holy Spirit be the glory one. Amen.